1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
Mr. Canosa, you say that Cox Cable in San Diego has refused you service. The cable service was shut off, correct? Can you tell me why?
Because I believe it is because I'm a minority, because they tell me that they will not provide me with service. And the letter I received was dated on July the 1st.
So they've told you that, not because you're a minority, why did they tell you?
They've terminated our service contract, and they had the letter that...
Can you read that to me?
Yes. We have terminated our service contract with you and will no longer supply your residents with Cox Cable service. And the problem is when they rest with them, and they do not, they don't want to acknowledge it. There are problems within their company.
What problems do they have? You say you're being terminated because you're... It's based on an ethnic discrimination.
I believe it's also gender discrimination as well.
Gender discrimination? Are you Hispanic, correct, sir?
I am South American, yes, sir. But I am a resident of the United States as well as Argentina. Because I'm in the import-export business, I have a home in La Jolla, California, and I also live in Buenos Aires, as well as in the home in the country.
Okay. In any event, you have a home in La Jolla, right?
That is correct.
All right. What happened?
Well, I had an appointment to have them upgrade my service from analog to digital.
And from analog to digital.
That is correct. And I sent this service person out. And for me, it was unusual. This was a woman, which is slightly unusual for me. I've not seen service installers or trade people are female. She was a cable installer who was a female. Normally, something this technical would be handled by a man.
Well, there are a lot of women who are doing this work now, you understand?
No, I this is unusual for me, because normally, as I always say, most of this work is done by men. To see a woman to come into my home to install the cable or to install electrical service or what have you, I'm not saying is unwelcome. I am saying is unusual.
So you didn't have a problem with her?
I did not have a problem, but she seemed to know what she was doing. She had a tool belt, she was in a truck, and so I said, that's all right. Even though this is a situation that is unusual, a female cable installer or any female that comes to your home, you become a man. You do what a man does. So I put on some cologne. I tried to be presentable.
Well, this is a lady who's coming to the house. You knew it was a female?
I saw her get out of the truck, yes.
So when you saw a female cable installer, you went and put cologne on.
Yes, it's a natural for a man to.
Well, I imagine it was so she was attractive, or
she was attractive. Yes, she was a young woman, but she's a woman, so you try to be as a gentleman.
All right, go on with your story.
And as she was working, she would say things to me which I at first I did not take to mean anything, but they began to sound suggestive to me. She was a young woman. She was wearing jeans and a T-shirt. But
what was she saying? You say that's suggestive.
Well, she was saying, "This is where you stick it in," as if to say.
All right. I see what you're saying about the cable.
Yes, you stick it in. She's talking about how thick the cable was, and so. And as an Argentinian, we know how to treat ladies, and we do not. We are not rude. And I said to her, as a joke. And it was only a joke. I said, when she said, this is pretty thick cable, I said, so maybe I can do the drilling. And she did not respond, and I thought that she was playing hard to get.
Did you believe at this moment, sir, you had an opportunity for romance with this young lady?
I thought when she said, you stick it in, and she does these comments, you know.
But she's talking about the cable.
She's talking about the cable. She's talking about, but she's also being, she's a woman. And the women, Argentinian men, I believe that I understand a woman. And we have, in my country, we have a way of communicating with women when they know that they are very attractive to us. We will sometimes look at them, and we will put our tongue out of our mouth and say, la 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 la. And this is the way that we let the woman know.
All right, well, where did the problem start? And that's very unusual, by the way.
Yes, sir.
Where did the problem start?
The problem started when she bent over in front of me to get some wire under the entertainment center. She was wearing a thong.
She's wearing a thong?
Yes. and it was a beautiful ping pong. So I hooked my thumb underneath it, and I snapped it. And
you snapped the part of the thong underwear that you could see.
That is correct, yes. See, she pointed out that I'm supposed to put my access card into a slot. And for me, that...
You took this as what we call double entendre.
I believe so, yes, sir.
All right, I want to give our phone number out here before we do anything else. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is a man who has been refused cable service because they claim, harassed one of their installers.
But I did not harass her. No, sir, I did not. And if I made a mistake, it is because they did something unusual by sending a female installer.
Well, you're claiming, in other words, that you never would have gotten into this problem had they not sent out a female installer.
That is exactly correct, because it is unusual for a female installer in that situation. And for the most part, the men will come out. So they sent out a female, and I began to act as a man. And I said to the Cox Cable Company, you will excuse me if I'm a man. I'm a man. They said, you are a customer. I said, I am a customer. I'm also a man. And this is when the problem started, because I thought she was going to her truck. This is after I hooked my thumb under her thong and snapped it.
Right.
And I thought she was going to her truck, and she called the company. They said that I had harassed one of their workers. I told them the harassment was not mine, and that they sent a female cable installer into my home. And and she's wearing these thong underwear. I can't see her underwear, so who is insulting who?
So you feel that this cable installer, this female cable installer, was coming on to you somehow?
I believe she was being suggestive when she said, slide it into the slot and these kinds of things, yes, sir.
But when you have a cable installer out there explaining how the system works, whether it's thick cable, sticking a jack in, or sliding your card into a slot, I suppose it can all sound like double entendre, right?
Well, it's not the mistake. It's not going to be made if it's a male installer, but it's a female. So she begins to say this in a way that can excite a man. And in order for them not to have this mistake, in order for them not to have this misunderstanding, it's not to send a woman, but to send a man.
So you would have been happier.
I told them, I will come back to their company if they will send out a male installer, yes.
1-800-449-8686. I'm talking to, this is Mr. Rudy Canoza of La Jolla, California, who had a problem. He had a new cable system being put in that was digital. A female cable installer came out to the house. Do you believe you harassed her sexually?
No, I do not.
Well, you put your thumb on her thong and you snapped it.
That was just good nature, but because she led me on.
But you say she led you on. All she said was, you stick the cable in here and you slide the card in there.
To me, that is suggestive, yes, sir. She asked me, for instance, because when the Cox Cable people asked me, I said, she asked me to remove my cat from the room as she is allergic. And then I said, lucky for you that I'm not allergic to the P word.
Okay. That is what we call in this country harassment.
No, sir. I did not harass her. If it was harassment, then why would they send a woman out to my home?
All right. I think they sent a woman out to your home because women cable installers are very common now in our country, as are women...
Well, it's not... I've never seen anything like this before. And you will understand, I see a woman in my home, I want to be a man.
I understand that, but Cox doesn't want to resume your cable service.
Well, I don't want them to resume my cable service unless they send a man out. If they send a woman out, then men become excited and want to be men.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I honestly don't believe she said stick the socket in here to mean anything other than that. If you took it the wrong way...
Well, I come from another country. I come from Argentina. Cox Cable Company and all of the cable companies should understand they are dealing with different customs.
And so if she had understood that you had different customs, she would have understood why you reacted.
That is exactly correct. I do not come from America. I come from South America. And when a woman comes into your home to do work and she says the cable is thick and all of these things, this is an entree for you to have some fun with her. So American companies know nothing of the culture of other countries. Nothing.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Rudy Canoza is talking about, what, sir?
This is what I call racial profiling. They have profiled me, and they know nothing of me. The kind of language coming from a woman in Stollard means the same as coming from a woman who sells sex.
A whore, in other words. All right, 1-800-449-8686. So a lady came out to install, a woman cable installer came out to his house. She was saying things like, here's where you stick the cable in, and the cable's pretty thick, and here's where you slide your access card. He took it as double entendre. He snapped her thong underwear, and apparently she left the house, believing she had been harassed, and now the cable company doesn't want to give him cable service, and he thinks that they should understand that he comes from another country and another culture, and they should therefore cut him a break and not make a big deal out of it. And he also doesn't want any more female installers at his house, only men. Very interesting story. Of course, I ought to advise the guy to just get a satellite dish, but 1-800-449-8686 is our number. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
And now more on the Phil Henry Show.
We'll find a woman from my country doing this work.
All right, we're back, Mr. Canoza. Rudy Canoza, he is a resident of La Jolla, California. He's lost his cable service because the female cable installer that came to his house, he thought was being suggestive.
But, again, you'll never see a woman in my country doing this kind of work. When a woman bends over... And I'm not trying to be crude, Mr. Henry, but when I...
Then please watch it, okay?
No, but when a woman bends over, it means one thing in my country. Why does it not mean the same thing here?
Because she's bending over to put wire into a wall socket.
But she had the thong underwear that I could see.
I understand, but you don't reach down and snap her underwear. And did you do this la-la-la thing?
This is the way that you tell a woman from my country, if you find her attractive, if you find that this is a woman who is sensual and sexual, it is a simple, what we call, it is a simple oral expression, non-language expression, to say, la 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 la, and that is not available.
Well, it sounds rather sexual, especially when you're talking to a woman who is just there to install the cable. Here is Sarah on the Phil Henry Show. Sarah? Sarah? Okay, she's not there. Let's go to Jesse or Jess. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, well, I just had a point to make to this guy. Hey, he keeps talking about in his country, Well, go back
right.
to your country.
No, but I live in America now. I live
go
in
right.
La Jolla, California.
Okay, well, then that means you got to abide by our rules and our standards.
But why did they send a woman?
Because
to install the cable. When the woman hears la 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 la, she imagines that all over her quivering body.
No, maybe in Argentina, but I don't know about that here. If you say that here, they kind of look at you weird.
Well, I think I would have to talk to a woman about that, with all due respect to you, Jess.
Well, I'll tell you, probably half the population of America workers are females.
I understand, but you don't have a woman come out to do the work that a man should do.
Hey, I have a little point for you here.
And I said to her, that what is she saying, stick it in here and all of that, you know?
Well, there's innuendos everywhere you look, there's innuendos. That doesn't
That's
mean
exactly
to...
right. And the that song that I played, can you hear this?
What is that?
That's the music that I played because it is a song that I recall called Afternoon Delight.
Well, just because you hear innuendos doesn't mean you have to act on them.
Yes, sir.
But here, I have a point for you. I don't know if you remember. I don't know how long you've been in America, but...
Yes, sir.
A certain amount of years ago.
That music's a little distracting.
No, but this is...
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Yeah, I don't want to listen to that. That's not very nice.
Go ahead.
Hey, anyway, my point is, a certain amount of years ago, we had an American go to Singapore and spray paint a car. Over here in America, he might have gotten, a night in jail. Over there, they beat him with a cane, you know?
I don't know. It's the story you're telling me is not
standard.
The story you are telling me is not very interesting. My friend, let me tell you, I'm in the sales business. If you tell a story, tell it interesting, okay?
Turn the music down, okay? Just turn it down, all right?
But what I'm trying to say to Jess is this. If a woman comes into my home and says to me, look how thick the cable is, then I want to say to her, which is my way of saying,
let's have sex.
That's great. Well, she didn't want to have sex with you.
I can accept a woman saying to me, would you like marinara sauce, but not would you like a black box?
Well, I'll tell you this much. You can keep saying that stuff,
right?
It's going to cost you a lot of money.
That's right, because you're going to get sued.
Well, I'm not going to get sued. I told them, no woman will come here. No woman, unless, of course, she wishes to be with me in a way that is pleasing to me.
All right, Jess, thanks for your call. In a way that's pleasing to you.
That is correct. But listen.
Why are we playing this song?
Because this is germane to the case. Cox Gable said that I should not be playing. But I love this song. We can make a little.
Okay, I need to. Let me go over to Terry. Terry, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Terry, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes. Now, mister, what is your problem? You need to learn to respect women.
I love women. I have nothing but respect.
Respect,
yes,
and
ma'am.
Disrespect.
Yes.
You disrespected her.
No.
You very much did so.
How did I disrespect this woman?
You disrespected her by being nasty at her and talking to her like a pervert, which you
I did
are.
Not talk. She said to me about putting my...
Mister, I can't imagine anybody coming on to you.
She said to me, you stick the cable in here.
Yeah, but she's a cable installer. She's talking to you about putting a cable in.
Well...
You obviously haven't learned respect.
How am I disrespecting a woman? Your name is Terry, correct?
My name is Terry. You're very disrespectful.
In my country, we say to a woman when she is lovely, la 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 la. You understand, correct?
You know, that's the first time I've ever heard that, and I know people who have been to Argentina.
Yes,
ma'am. That is not a custom.
This is a
pervert, and you're sick,
how
and you can't get it anywhere, so you come on to whoever walked in the door.
I will tell you that I have been with some of the world's most beautiful women, and this young lady who came into my home... I have. And you listen to me. When I say to you, la 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 la, that means you are sexy.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't do anything for you.
Well, I don't think you're very sexy.
You have never seen me. You have never met me.
I don't have to.
I live in La Jolla, California. I have a $15 million home.
Yes, okay, whatever.
What does it mean when a woman says this?
You probably can get laid in a morgue,
and Terry,
okay?
Let me ask you something. What does it mean when a woman says to me that the tip of the cable is very fragile and she treats it with care? What does that mean?
That means she knows her work, she knows her business.
Oh,
she was simply
on.
Working and earning her money,
that
and you disrespected her.
It doesn't mean any... You know...
Let me, Terry, can you hang on the line for a minute?
Sure.
I want to bring on Oscar. Oscar, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oscar, you and Terry are on with Rudy. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say that we Latin Americans do not behave that way.
You have never said...
Do not generalize and make us look like lowlife.
Lowlife?
I know people from your country and a lot of countries, and I travel a lot to Latin America, and we do not behave that way.
You have
we
never said to
that have culture and respect.
You have never said to a woman that
you are a lowlife that thinks that money, if you do have the money that you say you do have,
I have a
$15 million and do anything you want. You're wrong, buddy. You're wrong. And you live in the United States right now. Like
I live in America.
You don't like the ways that you're supposed to behave here. Go back to Argentina.
Terry.
You're one of the ones that took the money from Argentina.
That doesn't do anything. But when you say to the woman,
you're wrong.
Terry says it's not turning her on, okay?
La, la, la.
You are an embarrassment to Latin men.
Have you ever heard of it? I bet you heard the word la 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 la.